40WNS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Welcome to the program. Coming up on today's show, we have Ed Marlowe, the Paducah Sun. Ed will be my guest. We'll talk racer football, soccer, volleyball, and also last week's high school big game. He covered the Crosstown Classic. We'll get Ed's thoughts on that. And then what's coming up for this week? Mayfield and Tillman. So we'll get Ed on that. But a lot on Murray State football as we talk about the opener coming up against Illinois. Before we get to Ed, let's give you some info from last night, as we always do, get you caught up with the scores from last evening. And what a night. Christian Adams for Callaway County Boys Soccer. I mean, a hat trick. Yeah, that's nice. Four goals. That's really good. He scored five goals last night. I'm not the biggest of soccer fans. I don't know if there's a crazy name for that, but that's big time. And it was a turnout. They needed all of them to beat Graves County 8-7. What a shootout. Callaway gets the win. In other boys action, Marshall, a 4-3 winner over McCracken County. Webster clubbed at Ballard Memorial 12-2. St. Mary, a 2-1 winner over Caldwell Trigby, Lyon County 7-2. Murray and Marshall in a big district match, and it was Olivia Butterworth and Lydia Grogan notching a pair of goals each. And Murray goes on to a 4-1 win over Marshall. They scored the first four goals, and Marshall never made a serious run after that. Graves County down Callaway County 6-2. In girls soccer, Reagan Pittenger scored both goals for Callaway County. Caldwell beat St. Mary 7-1. Trigg over Crittenden 3-1. Hopkins Central down Lyon County 9-1. Neither local school in action in volleyball last night. Carlisle beat Lake County in a pair of different matches, 3-0 both times. Graves over Tillman 3-0. Hickman swept Mayfield. Marshall swept Ballard. It was Christian Fellowship sweeping Trigg. McCracken sweeping St. Mary. Caldwell sweeping Hopkins Central. Fulton City goes 3-1 against Livingston Central. Murray State's Scotty Ingram is this week's Sports Imports AVCA National Player of the Week for her performance over the weekend at the Fort Wayne Invitational. Ingram was also named the Adidas OVC Player of the Adidas OVC Player of the Week Monday. She's the first racer since Abby Gu in 2002 to earn AVCA honors. Ingram was named the MVP of the Fort Wayne Invitational after Murray posted a 3-0 record. The racers back in action this weekend in Eugene, Oregon for the Oregon Classic. They'll face Oregon, UC Davis, and San Diego State. Randall Grichik singled in the go-ahead run at the top of the 10th inning, giving the Cardinals a 2-1 win over the Brewers at Miller Park. Jed Jerko homered for the second straight game for the Cardinals. Song Wan Oh picked up the win. Zach Duke gets the save. The Cardinals battle the Brew Crew tonight. Luke Weaver takes the broom to the mound against Matt Garza. 7-10 first pitch, 6-15 the airtime on WNBS. The Cardinals lead the Mets and Pirates by 2.5 games for the second National League wild card. Down on the farm, Will Venable, a walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the ninth as the Dodgers defeated the Redbirds 5-4 in Oklahoma City. David Washington jacked the two-run homer for Memphis. Some football news. The Green Bay Packers have acclaimed punter Jason Shum off waivers from Tampa Bay and released veteran punter Tim Mastey. Mastey, an absolute standout All-State player at Murray High, went on to a terrific career at UK. Did a good job at Green Bay for the most part, but a lot of good punters in the league, and Green Bay just looking to get better. Nothing wrong with Mastey, but Shrum, would just take a look at the numbers, I get it. Former University of Louisville standout and Minnesota Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, a bad day yesterday, suffered a torn ACL and dislocated knee during practice, didn't have any nerve or arterial damage. He is expected to fully recover, but he will be out the 2016 season. All right, that's Angie caught up with our sports report. Stay tuned. Coming up, we will talk with Ed Marlowe right after this. Saturday, September 10th at 6 p.m. It's the home opener and senior night for Murray State football as the Racers welcome Missouri State in an Ohio Valley versus Missouri Valley tilt. Watch preseason All-American quarterback Katie Humphreys, All-OVC tight end Jesse Blackburn, and the high-scoring Racer offense clear the track for Racer 1. The action begins at 6 p.m. Saturday, September 10th at Stewart Stadium. Giddy up and get your tickets by calling the ticket office at 270-809-3000 or visit goracers.com. Welcome back to the program, as promised, as we try to do every Wednesday. At Marlowe of the Paducah Sun is our guest. The Racers, of course, will open the season this week on Saturday against Illinois, and we'll talk about racer football and some other racer athletics. But as usual, we like to start with the week that was in high school football, and it took 2 days to play the Crosstown Classic. It was that good, and plus weather issues. Ed, you were there to cover that, and give us an idea. You kind of saw a little bit of history as Callaway County got the win.
Yeah, it had been a long time. If Casey Brockman listens to this show, probably not, but it had been since Brockman in 2008, since the Lakers had come away with a win against Murray High, and even that game was a very close, I believe 21-17, very close game. So, been a little while since Callaway had really had their druthers, so to speak. And when Callaway took a 13-0 lead after a fourth down conversion pass from Jacob Bella to Jeremiah Malone on the right pylon there, I remember thinking then, I was like, this is probably the biggest lead that Callaway has had over Murray in almost a decade, just at that moment.
Right.
And you don't know if it's going to hold. That being said, I was really, it was an impressive game. I thought, you know, Murray had their chances. You know, Callaway, I don't want to say had trouble closing the game, because they surely did, and their defense was good, but there were a couple fumbles late. You know, Murray did get the safety late.
Right.
They had a couple red zone opportunities, one right before halftime there on Saturday that they didn't convert on. Huge sack from Colton Cox, knocked them out of the red zone contention. Fourth down and completion into the half. But just overall, both teams really, really, you could tell they both really wanted it. And it just so happened that Callaway had the edge. And I think a lot of that just has to go credit to the defense.
And a lot of emotion when you win, not just a rivalry game, but they have the traveling trophy, the helmet's a very impressive trophy that they are able to keep for a year. And you could tell Callaway County wanted that desperately, and I really believe they felt this is our year to get that back, and they were able to succeed. But as you mentioned, some of the inexperience showed up, and I know each team, everyone's dealing with injury. That's part of football. Mm-hmm. But everything went Callaway's way, and it's impressive when you can get 8 shutout quarters of football from your defense. You can't do any better than that.
Well, and that somebody that everybody keeps mentioning in these last two games is former Murray State defensive coordinator Dennis Thorell.
Yeah.
He is their new guy. He was hired about 4 or 5 weeks before the season started and has really kind of transformed this defense. They've taken a former Murray High defensive player in Michael Behrens, put him on the line. Colton Cox, Jake and Bella kind of playing there. They've moved Colby Culver, who usually plays D-line, back to mid linebacker. He's been that kind of that run stuffer. So when you've got like a 5'11", 6 foot kid that weighs about 220 playing mid linebacker for your high school football team, you're going to be in good shape. They got, you know, 2 wrestlers on the defensive line and offensive line. It's a lot of smash mouth football, and their defense is for 8 quarters has been very impressive. And a lot of it's just, you know, Thorell dialing up his crazy wizardry.
And Thorell, I know Dennis, he was a defensive coordinator for the Racers, and he's no longer the defensive coordinator, not because he doesn't know how to coach. They just, the numbers were bad, and when the numbers are bad, it's usually they just didn't have the personnel to do what they needed to do. That I'm as blunt as I can be about it. So sometimes a change is necessary just because a change is necessary.
Right.
Chris Boone has a terrific track record. The personnel, I think, is getting better. But Coach Thorell can really coach. He's to have him at the high school level, that is amazing. It's sort of like when the Racers this weekend go to take on Illinois, all the NFL coaches, that's just a big bonus for Illinois. And to have Coach Thorell's experience, he's fantastic. So it isn't any shock that he's the defensive guy and suddenly they have this big turnaround there.
Well, absolutely. And that game was fantastic. But, you just made an excellent segue. The Racers are going into that situation this weekend, against Illinois. They want to see, you know, what works for them, obviously, and learn as much as they can about themselves. But the first thing they're going to notice, other than a giant, massive stadium and Big Ten cameras everywhere, is that they're going to be going against an NFL staff, period. It's just they're going to see an NFL offense. They're going to see an NFL defense. They may not see NFL players just yet, but they're going to see an NFL mindset. It's a very business-like mentality, and Lovie Smith has always been that way.
Yeah.
Whether it was at Chicago, Tampa Bay, it doesn't matter. That he's always had a very business-like, mature mentality with his men. He's holding his guys accountable. I watched a couple of interviews with Wes Lunt and some of the offense the last couple of days, and this is a no-nonsense, they want to be a better football team type of deal, and that's why they brought Lovie Smith in. So,
a little bit on high school football for this week. Graves County hosting Murray High. Murray trying to bounce back. As I understand it, I heard listened to Travis's show yesterday. I think they have a few more injuries they're going to be dealing with, and they're coming against the Graves County team that is coming off a shutout, and I think they only played a half of football against Trigg because of the storms. So this is going to be a difficult game for Murray to try to put the taste of the Crosstown Classic loss behind them when they're having to travel to Graves County and do that, especially if they're even more dinged up.
Sure. Well, and the Tigers knew this year was going to be a tough schedule. Last year was that beginning half, that first part of that tough schedule, but that was with 17, 18 more seniors. This year, a lot of those guys obviously have graduated, moved on to successful football programs. Trey Hornbuckle and DeJuani Miles are the two biggest ones, but a lot of others have moved on that were critical parts of that offense and defense. And so injuries can take a toll. It doesn't matter how good of a football team you are. And the thing about that is Graves County, you know, after reeling from a Hopkinsville loss to start the season, they're trying to get their footing.
Yeah.
So, and they're feeling pretty good. And that's tough. Ryan Mathis is going to be a tough assignment for that Murray defense. Trevor Grant is legitimately one of the best wide receivers in Western Kentucky. There's no question about it. He had, I think, 7 catches and 140-something yards against Hopkinsville. Made 2 or 3 one-handed catches in double coverage that I personally saw. Tried to get a picture of a couple of them and couldn't follow him fast enough.
Right.
It was crazy, but he's very good. Their offense is trying to find their running game, you know, and so Murray certainly has a tough assignment, you know, after a loss in the Crosstown Classic. But, you know, I mean, Coach Hodge isn't going to give Keith Hodge. He's not going to – there's no excuses. These are the games that they need now to mature this offense, mature this defense. This is a very young Murray High football team, something that this area hasn't seen in a long time. It's always seems like there's always been a seniors and juniors stepping up. Well, those are stepping up, but then the injuries have started to pile on.
Yeah.
I think by the end of the year we'll see a much better Murray High team than what we see right now.
Callaway gets a week to savor their win. They're off this week. They'll take on Marshall the next week. So this week's big game in terms of looking at the schedule, Mayfield and Tillman, but based on early results, this says Mayfield by a bunch, but it is a rival game. Give me your thoughts.
It's in Mayfield. It is, if I'm not mistaken, I need to go back and look at some of my notes, but I'm pretty sure it's one of the longest rivalries in the state of Kentucky, if not high school football, in all of the United States. I do believe they've played 130-plus times. I have to go back and check just how many times, but it's been a century of football, and that's crazy to think that two high school football teams have played a century of football, that there have been generations and generations that have played in this game. And that being said, it doesn't really matter what the final score will be. The attendance to the game will be outstanding. It'll be a wonderful atmosphere in Mayfield. It always is. At War Memorial, and it'll be an excellent game, I think, personally, especially just right off the gate. Tillman may have a few surprises, you know, up their sleeve.
Yeah.
Mayfield has been playing some excellent football, and really, to Mayfield's credit, this is kind of going to be their first level test. Tillman, mm-hmm. certainly an improving team, trying to get on the right track after a couple of tough losses, but, you know, that this is certainly a little bit more caliber of Mayfield's football. So we'll... You know, it should be a fun game. I'm looking forward to it.
Usually is. Let's move to college. This week, the college football season, as far as I'm concerned, gets underway. I know there was a couple of games last week, but virtually everyone plays this week. There are 4 OVC games on tap for Thursday night: North Alabama, Jacksonville State, Western Illinois, Eastern Illinois, Martin, and Cincinnati. And Wofford travels to Tennessee Tech. Then everybody else gets underway on Saturday, including Murray State against Illinois. We'll not make any bones about it. It's a paycheck game. The Racers get a big check. They're expected to go in. It's not a lay-down game, but it's one where the odds are stacked against the Racers. Illinois, I think they've played 10 or 11 of these. They've never lost one. They've had a couple of close calls. But for the Racers, they go in, and as you mentioned a few minutes ago, it's against basically an NFL staff with Lovie Smith and his staff bringing a lot of things. And they'll see a lot of NFL qualities to what Illinois is going to do. There are some, some issues Illinois does have, but they have a terrific quarterback. They have a really good running back in Keyshawn Vaughn. And, they have a guy who can really hammer it in terms of defensively in DeJuan Smoot, who many believe will be a first-round draft pick next year. So a few holes, but it's a pretty talented Big Ten team in some spots.
Well, and absolutely. And also, could you mention, is Malik the wide receiver?
Yeah. It's,
I think last year, I can't remember his last name at all.
Malik Turner.
Yeah, Malik Turner.
500-yard guy.
Yeah, 500-yard guy, but closed the season really strong last year. 19 catches, 233 yards over the last, I want to say it was 2 to 3 weeks of football for them. So certainly a guy that was starting to get on the right page. Wes Lunt, I believe, led the Big Ten in completions last year. I think he averaged 22. I could see him being right around that, you know, that kind of finish percentage this year. Illinois is just looking to be a better team than what they've been in the years past. I think the big storyline for this game, though, is going to be just how much Mitch Stewart and his staff and the players can embrace and learn from this game, because they're not going to meet up with the Big Ten ever again after this.
Yeah,
that's the big thing I think that I'll be taking away, is that this is an experience that these freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and even these seniors and redshirt seniors, they're not going to ever get again. Obviously, the seniors graduating, but everybody else, they're not going to play a Big Ten opponent because they have, you know, disqualified their contracts from, you know, from here on out. They don't want to play FCS. And so that's something that I was able to talk a little bit with Mitch Stewart about last week, was that, you know, they really don't want this to become the trend, because, yes, it's a paycheck game, but they're also looking to – this is the trickle-down effect. They're going to learn about the FBS. They're going to learn about all these types of schemes and get their guys ready for the rest of the season. And if FBS doesn't want to play FCS, it's a real struggle. But, you know, other than watching that and seeing how that unfolds and how they embrace Lovie Smith and talk about things after the game, you know, this is a game that you want to see the Racers at least do some of the things that they want to do, if they can, and then come out with no injuries, I think is the big thing.
Oh, yeah.
You want to come away as safe and as healthy as possible from this game for the rest of the season, when you have two FCS opponents that are from the MVC, from the Missouri Valley, and then dive right into conference play.
Katie Humphreys is kind of the big check mark. You know, he's a preseason All-American on a couple of different lists, on all sorts of watch lists. So you feel good about him. His guy doesn't make mistakes, pretty accurate. But then you drop back into the running backs. You have Mark Dodson, Demetric Johnson, who've never touched the ball on offense in a Murray State uniform. Now, Johnson was a running back in high school, had some terrific numbers. And Dodson, who really was expected to be a centerpiece last year, was never granted that waiver by the NCAA, so he comes in with 2 years of eligibility. Both have been nagging, having a couple of nagging injuries, hamstring-wise, nothing serious, but they've been limited in what they've been able to do in scrimmages. And I really thought that, based on everything I knew about Dodson, and I didn't know a lot about Demetric in terms of a running back, that Dodson's going to get 75% of the load and Demetric will get a sniff. But I talked with Mitch Stewart Monday night, and he says those guys are running back and forth, and they bring different qualities. That's a good problem to have if they are both performing at a high level. Dodson with some rust, he's kind of knocked that off. And Demetric Johnson is that kind of guy that if you get outside, he can break one quick.
Absolutely. And the one thing that I will say about this weekend is that, well, obviously we're going to see as much first string and second string as we can, but you do have to wonder how long will they let the offense play itself out before it's time to rein the horses back in, you know, kind of nestle to the sideline, learn and embrace the situation and come home. But I think the line was, what, 35 points? But
yeah.
I never care about the line.
No,
I just don't. I get it for certain aspects about trying to watch the game, but you know, it'll be interesting to see the type of timeshare that they have this weekend. I've got a feeling that we'll see a lot of Racers out just on offense and defense, really just absorbing the situation. I don't mean this like this sounds, but it may be like a field trip. It's like, let's get up here. Let's get as much play experience. It's 40 new guys.
Yeah.
You need to get as many reps as you can to get ready. You got two very difficult FCS opponents in Missouri State and SIU. Before you go into the conference schedule. And, you know, this is a conference that the Racers believe they can compete in this year, despite all of the new faces. So, you know, Illinois, I'm going to be writing all kinds of nuggets. I just know there's going to be a lot of little things that are going to be happening. And It should be an exciting experience.
Also want to highlight the receiver inexperience, Jesse Blackburn, 5 touchdown grabs last year. He'll be the only player to step on the field who has caught a touchdown pass from Katie Humphreys. No one else has one. Jordan Gandy did score last year on a pass from Janowski Davis. That's his only one. No one else has caught one. So you have running backs who've never carried. And except for Blackburn, no receivers caught a touchdown pass from your quarterback. So when people ask me, what do you expect? Like, there's too many I don't knows. I don't know. They could really, really be good. And maybe not. I don't know until we see him.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. That's kind of the excitement.
It is. It really is.
For me, I'm going, and that's honestly probably going to be the lead to my story. Like, I'm going up there having very little idea. You know, I mean, I've seen a lot of training camp. I've seen some practice. I've talked to players, and but I mean, talk isn't play. You know, as we've so learned, you know, in our jobs, you can talk all day long, but it's how you get out there and play. You know, and is Illinois a great barometer for the Racers? I mean, it's obviously, just by sheer numbers, it's an outmatch.
Oh, sure.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, just, I mean, we don't even have to describe this to people.
No.
You and I both know that Illinois is a big, you know, is a Power 5 program, and the Racers are in a top-tier FCS football squad, you know.
Yeah, our league
conference.
Played for the title last year, but Jacksonville State probably wouldn't go beat Illinois either.
No, so, and so it's just one of those situations where, you know, the Racers are, I honestly think that the Racers are taking an AP course. This reminds me of like an AP course. You're a junior in high school. You're trying to get some sort of credit for college. We're going to learn as much as we can about ourselves. And if we pass with a C or a B, great. But if we ultimately fail and can't come away with our offense or third down conversions, or, you know, there's got to be 3 or 4 things that I'm sure Mitch is just like circling. It's like, okay, let's win these things.
Penalties.
Yeah.
Because it that doesn't take anybody to be any bigger or stronger to not make penalties.
Just play smarter.
Yeah. Be offside 3 times a game. That's got nothing to do with whether you're in the Big Ten or the OVC. Don't step offside. Don't jump. Things like that, don't hold.
Don't draw pass interference.
There you go.
You know, yeah, don't. No,
that's what he wants, those things.
Sure.
And turnovers you can limit to some extent. I realize some of the hits would be harder, but if you're out there just carrying the ball with one hand, you're going to lose it. So, to me, those are some things they can take away. If they can get those numbers, as I said, bring home the paycheck, come home virtually injury-free, then the next 10 games, I'm going to really feel good about this team.
No, absolutely. And we'll have a lot more to talk about next week once we see what the Racers do.
All right, Murray State volleyball went this past weekend, opened the season with a 3-0 win in the Fort Wayne Invitational, won the tournament. Scotty Ingram named the MVP, and she was named the AVCA National Player of the Week for her honors. David Schwepker warned us, if you get her mad, watch out. Obviously, I don't know if she's mad or what, but she certainly opened up with a terrific opening weekend.
I think the word is probably focused.
Yeah.
Just determined is probably a good way to put it. Coach Schwepker told me after practice, when I was there doing my preview early last week, it was one of those situations where I kind of asked him, I was like, what? So I know it's been a little while. What happened after everything was kind of, settled and after the loss? And he said, well, the very next day, Scotty was running stadiums at Roy Stewart the very next day.
Okay.
And, I just remember asking him why. You know, and Coach Schwepker was like, well, she was like, I didn't, we lost. I don't deserve to take a rest, to take off.
Wow.
And when you're 2-time defending OVC Player of the Year, coming into her final year, says that 364 days ago, watch out.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I don't know what all that's going to mean. You have to hope that injuries don't, take their toll this year, but it's one of those situations where Scotty is determined to carry this team. She said as much. The seniors want this responsibility, and they want to close out as strong as they've been these last 2 years. It's just going to be some new faces along with them.
Tougher tournament this weekend at Oregon. If they win that one, then watch out, but that'll be a tough one for them, but we'll keep our eye on it. Murray State volleyball, we just talked about that. Let's talk about Racer soccer. Nice win in the home opener against Chattanooga with a shutout. And now this week it is Vanderbilt. They play at Vandy Thursday. The only advice, if it's right at the end, a step-back shot usually works against Vandy, but I don't know. Do they even have that in soccer?
Yeah, you know, the kind of the kickback.
Is that it?
Yeah, they could kick it back. Yeah, you could bring it back about 35 feet up on the right side of the box. There's even a spot.
I've seen that work against them before.
You could call that the De Niro spot.
Is that it?
Yeah. Is De Niro listening right now? Maybe.
I would hope not. Probably. Come on, De Niro. Have something better to do.
Yeah, absolutely. But no, absolutely, the Alex Steigerwald with 12 saves in that win against Chattanooga. They played Vanderbilt in the spring, tied them 0-0. Harriet Withers will tell you that she expected to win that game, was disappointed that they didn't win the spring game. Nah, they've got a few nagging injuries, nothing too terribly serious, but Coach Groves did tell me that, you know, some of, you know, a couple starters will sit, but for the most part, what's going to end up happening here is I think they're going to play Vanderbilt as close as they possibly can, try to sneak away with a win. They know that they've got the capability. They had Alabama on the ropes 2-0 at halftime before kind of losing steam and losing 4-2 in Tuscaloosa. I think that didn't sit too terribly well with them, and they just want to have – that's what Coach Groves told us on Monday, is that he wants to just have a stronger second half, and he saw that, he thought, against Chattanooga. And if they can have the same type of second half that they did against Chattanooga and not against Alabama, it bodes good things for them against Vanderbilt. So Vanderbilt's a very young team. I don't know much else other than that, and neither did he.
Yeah.
You know, this is it's an SEC program. They're going down there to learn something about themselves as well. So if the Racers do believe in themselves, they think that, you know, if they can play a great, strong second half, that they'll be in good shape.
All right, they'll get Arkansas State at home on Sunday if you want to have a chance to watch them on the Hill. Ed, as usual, I appreciate the visit. Look forward to chatting with you next week, and we'll at least have a lot more Racer football to talk about then.
We might know some more.
All right, that is Ed Marlowe of the Paducah Sun.